This is because what economists call negative externalities, such as human capital, that's health, education and skills of the population, and natural capital, the natural resources used, are not measured. There is therefore a hidden cost of food that is not factored into the price at the till. The answer in the UK is £40 to £90 billion, or a doubling in the average cost of a food shopping bill. Even worse, a quarter of all the food grown in the UK never makes it into the shops. The main reason for this is that four supermarkets control 66% of the UK groceries market. Farmers overproduce to allow for changing demand and throw the rest away. This squandered harvest generates 8 to 10% of global greenhouse emissions. So, if uneaten food were a country, it would be the largest global emitter of greenhouse gases after the US and China. This system is supported by the state to the tune of £3.4 billion every year. This is mainly because farmers are essential for food security, but is it a suitable price to pay? The services we require from farmers are changing fast as the environmental crisis gathers pace. What's good about it? After all this analysis, the author offers a 15-point action plan for changing the food system in order to make us well instead of sick, be resilient enough to withstand global shocks, help to restore nature and halt climate change so that we hand on a healthier planet to our children, and meet the standards the public expect on health, environment and animal welfare. What you have to watch. Ironically, the status update on these recommendations for the National Food Strategy shows that many have not been enacted, and in some cases, such as restricting the promotion and advertising of junk food, especially to children, the government has reneged on its promise.